Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome back to Live Better. You're listening on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and I'm your host, Blake Byrne. Today I have an amazing guest coming on with me. His name is Jeff Hoyt. We got a whole hour segment with him talking about, honestly, everything health and wellness. We're going to be talking about sugars. You know, you have a lot of different types of sugars out there. You got, you know, your, you know, maybe, so to say, bad ones, aspartame, sucralose, you know, your normal sugars, cane sugar. But then you also got maybe some better alternatives like stevia leaf and monk fruit. We'll be touching up on that and seeing what they're all about. We're also going to be touching up on longevity, one of the most important things probably out there for most people who care about their well-being and wanting to live a healthy life and not being a cane at preferably 60 years old. So we'll be talking about that, how we can improve our longevity, how we can have a healthier life, and what protocols we can start taking today to become a stronger version of ourselves and maybe not living the days of, oh, you know, I'm only going to be as healthy as I was when I was 20. Go into the mindset of, oh, I'm going to be healthier than I was at 20, at 30, at 40. Don't go into the mindset of, as I age, I'm going to get older and I'm not going to be as youthful as I was. So have a positive mindset. And we're going to talk on detoxing, one of Jeff's most, the smartest things he's known. He owns a company called Zeolite. You know, it detoxes your body of harsh chemicals while leaving in the good ones. I'll have him touch up on that a lot, but detoxing is super important. You don't want to keep your body under stress. And having bad chemicals in your body, it can ruin your joints. It can ruin your overall gut health. And there's a lot of factors that play into it when it comes to overall well-being. but Jeff Hoyt, have an amazing conversation with him today. I had him on a few weeks ago. Talked about vaccines. That's another thing we're going to touch up on today. See if there's any ways around, you know, getting the vaccine, and maybe there's an alternative to avoiding the diseases that you get vaccine for. I mean, you know how the COVID thing was a big thing with the vaccines. Many people didn't trust it. A lot of people didn't get it. And now some people are regretting it. And there might be a few things that are some side effects of the COVID vaccine. So maybe we'll touch up on that a little bit. I'm your host, Blake Byrne. You're listening to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We'll be right back after these.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards that zero-turn lawnmower you've always wanted. And after using its edge-shaping technology to meticulously sculpt the face of the Mona Lisa into your grass, you'll become the undisputed king of Saturday morning lawn care, leaving your neighbor and sworn enemy Gary to question his place in the delicate neighborhood ecosystem. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. responsibly.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
Welcome back to Live Better. You're tuning in to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm your host, Blake Burnett, and I'm joined by Jeff Hoyt today, a super smart guy in the health and wellness niche. I love to have him on. Had him on two or three times already. Excited to dive a little bit deeper into what we talked about in the past and maybe a little bit more different things here. So much to go through. We could talk all day, all night, but we got this hour and make the most of it. Jeff, how are you doing?
Doing fantastic. Happy to be back.
I love to hear it. For the people who are new, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. So I've been in the natural health wellness space for about 10 years, and my current focus is on effective detoxification strategies because my kind of motto is if you're living in the 21st century, you have to detox. We're not going to stay healthy by accident anymore. We've got to do something to take control of our health. So that's kind of what my goal is, just to help educate people and provide resources so people can empower themselves to stay up to the challenge of 21st century living.
Yeah, definitely a strong point in the 21st century needing to detox and it being super important. But I want to get into detox a little bit later. Something that I think is in everybody's diet today and really just overloads them is sugars. So my question is, are all sugars created equal in terms of how your body reacts to it? Or is it sugars like monk fruit and stevia leaf, maybe they're a better alternative to how your body uses it? Can you dive a little deeper into that?
Sure. So yeah, it's important to distinguish between types of sugar. Because there's the general consensus that just sugar is bad, but not all sugar is bad. So a lot of times when people are saying sugar is bad, what they're talking about is the refined white sugar that's in a lot of the processed and packaged goods, and that's just going to be people are spooning into their coffee, et cetera. And the challenge with that is that although it's technically considered all natural, there's really nothing natural about it. It's been so highly refined. They took it from the sugar cane, which in itself is not necessarily unhealthy in moderation, but they've refined it. They've removed all of the essential nutrients and minerals out of it, and they're left with basically this chemical. And that's what we're consuming when we're talking about sugar. It's going to be metabolized a lot quicker because there's really nothing to break down. And it's actually going to be stealing nutrients from your body opposed to more natural sweeteners because the nutrients were stripped during the refining process, the body has to, basically the sugar is stealing essential nutrients from your healthy cells just to absorb it. If you're consuming actual sugar cane, for example, it has the naturally occurring minerals present, so your body doesn't have to steal the nutrients, right? So that's kind of the main difference. You've got refined sugars and sweeteners, and then you've got natural sugars and sweeteners, and there's a lot of varieties. You've got, you know, honey is a good natural sweetener. You've got various other things, even unrefined like sugar cane or raw turbinado sugar. Then you've got the white sugar, the table sugar, and then you've got things like high fructose corn syrup and corn syrup, which are even more highly refined and probably even worse than white table sugar.
Yeah, I mean, they use it because it's a lot cheaper. I'm pretty sure I heard like corn syrup sugar is like 2.3 times stronger than the average sugar, so it takes them a lot less to make a lot more. So, like stevia leaf, where does that come from, and why does your body use it better? I know you said it comes with the essential nutrients, but what really is bad sugars taking out of the essential nutrients?
It just depends what I think magnesium and some other nutrients. It kind of depends, probably on the person and what's abundant. It might be able to utilize different nutrients for absorption. So if you have an abundance of one, maybe it steals that. Not exactly sure in the specifics, but basically, if something has no nutritional value, then for the body to be able to process it, it has to sacrifice what it currently has to be able to deal with what's coming in, type of thing. So that's why all sugar is really not created equal, because you can have a natural, like an apple, right? If you eat an apple, it's got quite a bit of sugar in it, but it also has fiber, it's got pectin, it's got a lot of nutrients that's helping the sugar metabolize a little bit slower and be utilized more efficiently by the body. When you're consuming something like white table sugar, it's literally just that straight sugar, and it's going to get to the bloodstream a lot faster, which is why a lot of people like it, because it gives you that sugar rush. But ultimately, you end up with a crash, and it's not ideal, and it comes at a cost long term for your health.
Yeah, I definitely experienced firsthand simple sugars getting digested really quickly. And I believe that marathon runners, they use, I mean, I'm not a marathon runner myself, but I know that they use sugary foods during their runs because it gives them immediate energy. And I notice it myself too when I drink like a Coke versus like a Zevia being stevia leaf versus a Coke being, aspartame or high fructose corn syrup. I notice it affects my gut way different than a stevia leaf. How does sugars play into a healthy gut, and what is it really doing when it tears down the gut?
That's a great question. That's probably one of the most detrimental aspects of a lot of refined sugars, along with the artificial sweeteners. So when you're talking about aspartame and some of these things, that's like these artificial sweeteners that have been used in, diet Cokes and things for years, it's completely different than sugar because it's just a straight chemical. And initially people thought, oh, this is great because it's not raising your blood sugar as much and this is going to be healthier. But that's not the case. And the main reason is because it has such a negative impact on your gut. So the aspartame and some of these artificial sweeteners are just absolutely wreaking havoc on your balance of microbes in your gut and allowing the bad microbes to thrive. And then in turn, that can actually lead to weight gain and inflammation. So a lot of times, consuming a diet Coke actually could make you gain more weight than consuming a Coke with a bunch of sugar, just because it's messing up your gut bacteria even more. But then sugar itself also in overconsumption, especially just the white table sugar, is going to provide an environment as well for bad gut bacteria to thrive, right? So it's really all about in the gut, the environment. If you have an optimal environment, then your good bacteria are going to be able to keep the bad bacteria in check, and your immune system's going to be able to kind of control everything, and everything's going to be all peachy. But when you consume something even like a white table sugar, it has a very negative effect on the immune system for one, and that provides an opportunity for some of these pathogenic or negative microbes to thrive. Because these things that we consider bad bacteria, bad parasites, bad yeast, et cetera, they're opportunistic, meaning that they need an opportunity to really take over the body, and a weakened immune system is really the number one opportunity. So that's where emotional stress, physical stress, various stressors, mental stress can result in getting colds or getting infections because it weakens your immune system, and those opportunistic infections thrive. So when you consume an overabundance of sugar, same thing happens. It weakens your immune system, and then these microbes have a better environment to thrive. So it's kind of different. Both the artificial sweeteners like aspartame can negatively affect the microbes more directly, and then the sugars will just more weaken the immune system, and allow the microbes to thrive.
Correct me if I'm wrong, if I didn't hear you correctly, but you said that you have a possibility of gaining more weight with maybe a diet Coke over a normal Coke. Are you gaining that weight through inflammation or through fat and weight gain? Because I'm a big believer in thermodynamics. If you eat less calories and what you actually burn, you're going to lose weight. If you eat more, you're going to gain weight. Does that not play the same role here with sugars?
Yeah, it's just interesting because just looking at surface level, it would make sense that, yes, you're consuming less calories and less sugar in a Diet Coke opposed to a normal Coke. Therefore, I should be losing weight. But when you look at the big picture and say, what is the total effect or what is the net effect of what's happening in my body when I consume this product? The end result of taking a Diet Coke in some people, and it's going to be different from person to person, but let's say one person consumes a Diet Coke and that results in more inflammation than that person drinking a regular Coke. And maybe that mechanism is because of a microbial imbalance or whatever else the artificial sweetener is causing, then that could actually lead to weight gain primarily through inflammation and maybe some other mechanisms. So it is interesting. There's a little bit more to it than just calorie restriction, because there's people that are on pretty calorie restrictive diets and they're still putting on weight. And it doesn't seem to make sense, but that's when in those situations you have to look a little bit deeper and say, what is that person doing that's resulting in basically a constant state of inflammation in that person's body? Because if you're in a constant state of inflammation, it's going to be very difficult to lose weight.
And are these sugars, are they causing, to be able to cause this inflammation, I mean, I bet it's through the bloodstream as well, but is it perhaps causing leaky gut as well?
Yeah, so leaky gut or increased intestinal permeability can definitely occur. It really depends. I mean, and people are going to have a different threshold of tolerance as well. So, you know, a certain amount of sugar might be okay for one person and not for another. But it's based on kind of the cascade of events, right? So we know that this refined white sugar, it's bad for everyone. The question is just how much can you tolerate without getting really bad effects from it, right? Some people can tolerate more than others. And I mean, it's going to affect some people's blood sugar faster than others. It's going to cause more microbial imbalance in some people opposed to others. But when you have the inflammation, whether it's caused from the microbial imbalance or whatever it is, that could result in leaky gut. And when you have leaky gut, then you develop things like food sensitivities, because basically what happens is undigested proteins will start entering your bloodstream prematurely because they haven't completely broken down from digestion. And your immune system doesn't recognize them because they're not supposed to be in the bloodstream yet. Then the immune system mounts an attack. It remembers them, produces antibodies, and the next time you eat that food, your immune system responds to it. That's why when you develop leaky gut, you generally end up with, you know, 10, 15, 20 of these food sensitivities, which are not necessarily allergies where you get immediate reactions, but they're these low-grade sensitivities that can, they're basically triggers of inflammation. And the more you have, it kind of is a snowball effect and you keep getting more. So it's kind of interesting. It's with food. It's not necessarily about eating healthy. It's about eating smart, because sometimes you can poison yourself with healthy foods. So it's quite interesting.
Well, you heard it here. Sugar in moderation and figure out what is good for you. You're listening to Live Better on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and we'll be right back after these.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back to Live Better. You're tuning in to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and I'm your host, Blake Byrne, joined by my guest, Jeff Hoy, also known as the Zeolite Coach. We just got done talking about simple sugars on the first segment, talking about stevia leaf, sucralose, all that stuff. But I want to dive a little bit deeper into sugar, and then we'll move on to some longevity things. But I'm curious about carbohydrates. How much different are they from sugars, and are they affecting our body in the same ways as sugars if we consume a lot of carbs?
Yeah, so all carbs break into sugars, right? So a lot of people think, oh, I'm going to go on this
low-sugar diet. I boosted that first part.
But they're still taking in a lot of carbs, and what they're not realizing is those carbs are breaking into sugar. Now, the more complex the carb, the longer it takes to break into the sugar, so the less it's going to affect your blood sugar levels. So, for example, if you eat like a whole wheat piece of bread opposed to just a plain white refined white flour piece of bread, it's going to break down a little slower, and it should affect your blood sugar a little bit less. So that's one thing to consider. But all carbs do turn into sugar. If you're just consuming a spoon of white table sugar, that's going to enter your bloodstream the quickest because there's nothing else with it. It's just going straight in. You're going to get the quickest energy burst, but it's also going to have the most negative effect on your body because your body doesn't have enough time to really process it and digest it. When you have the carbs, it's the sugar. It's basically the carbs are breaking down into sugar. So there's all these other things. There's the fiber and other nutrients. So it's a slower process. It's a more natural process, and it affects your body much less negatively.
Yeah, so we hear that potatoes are the most satiating food out there. What's the difference between a potato and, like you said, whole wheat bread?
So, I mean, they're completely different, right? So, potato is a vegetable opposed to a grain, but it also depends how each person responds to it. But a potato is pretty simple. It's going to break down into carbs. Ultimately, all of these carbs are going to break down into simple sugars, right? Your body's going to break them all down. It's just a matter of how efficiently is your body going to break down each food, and that's going to depend on each person. So some people are going to do better with potatoes, and some people fewer, but some people might actually do better with whole wheat bread. It just is based on the total chemical reactions in the body based on that person's individuality. So it's a little bit unique, but ultimately it all turns into sugar. So let's say you're trying to do a low-sugar diet or a ketogenic diet or something like that, and you're eating either a bunch of potatoes or a bunch of whole wheat bread, it's still going to raise your blood sugar levels, and you're probably not going to get into ketosis, right? So you can't think that you're going on a no-sugar diet and you're still eating a bunch of carbs. Like with ketogenic diet, which is a more fat-based diet and low sugar, really you're limiting your – you're not even really looking at sugar intake. It's looking at carb intake, because they understand that the carbs are going to be breaking down the sugars. So you want to moderate your intake of carbs, and that's going to kind of help control your blood sugar levels.
Yeah, I personally tried a keto diet, and I liked it. It made me look really good, really lean, but I definitely did not function at my best. So I think I'm definitely a person who needs a little bit of carbohydrates in their body. And I know that you said that it kind of depends on the chemical makeup, if I heard you correctly. Is that based on DNA or maybe how you were, raised or what you ate or what your mom ate when she had you in the womb?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of factors. I mean, one could be the genetic aspect. So if your ancestors have been eating potatoes for, hundreds of years, then you might do better on potatoes than some things, right? So, and I mean, if wheat was just introduced to the lineage 100 years ago, maybe you have more of an issue. Plus, the wheat has changed, and we've got those issues as well. And then you have to take into account the sensitivities. So maybe you have a sensitivity to gluten, which is in wheat. At that point, the wheat would be way worse off than the potatoes, because not only are you getting the sugar aspect, but then you're getting this inflammatory response because your immune system is actually attacking the proteins in wheat because it thinks it's the enemy. And that could be due to the leaky gut or could be due to something else. So that's why there's just so many factors to consider. But I mean, the overall point is that, I mean, sugar is not in itself is not bad, right? We just have to put it into these different categories. The more complex, probably the better in a lot of cases. So that's where we're looking at the whole foods opposed to the refined sugars like the white table sugar. And then the more natural, the better. So when we're talking about even things that are basically pure sugar like honey, they're still going to have some health benefits. It's just in moderation. So sugar itself is not bad. It's just what type of sugar. You want to be just careful of what you're doing. And I didn't even really get to your question about the stevia. But stevia is an herb, and it's going to – I used to grow stevia like before it was popular. Like my mom was doing it like 20 years ago. And it was kind of this bitter leaf. And it doesn't have any sugar in it, no calories. But what's interesting is that when you consume something like that, it can still trigger a response in your body like you're consuming sugar, because it kind of tricks your body. Because when you have that sweet taste in your mouth, your body starts producing the enzymes and things to break down sugar, but there's actually no sugar. So sometimes that can actually be problematic for some people. So just doing a lot of artificial or natural zero-calorie sweeteners is not always the best thing, because it can still kind of confuse the body because it's preparing for sugar and calories, but it's not getting it. So just one thing to be aware of. I'd still say it's a lot better than the other things, but just it's not perfect.
That's kind of fascinating. So are you saying that a lot of these reactions may start in the tongue or the brain rather than in the gut, perhaps?
Yeah, it starts right when you put it in your mouth and you taste it. So you have the taste receptors, and then from that taste, whether it's sweet, whether it's bitter, whatever it is, your body starts making preparations to handle what is coming in. So that's when you're taking these flavors, like sweet, and it's actually not anything that would actually be occurring, like sweet. Like if you're just taking stevia or some artificial sweetener, your body's preparing for like sugar gain, right? But you're not getting any calories with it, so it kind of tricks the body, and sometimes that actually causes a lot of blood sugar imbalances. So that's why it's interesting. You got to check your blood sugar, especially if you have diabetes or blood sugar imbalances, because even stevia and artificial sweeteners can raise your blood sugar levels, and I think that's one of the main mechanisms.
Gotcha. And does the sucralose, when you find those in a lot of energy drinks, is that a good alternative to the other sugars that may be in pops and stuff? I mean, I know we kind of touched upon it a little bit, but I'm one of the people who drinks a lot of caffeine every day, and there's a lot of sucralose in these caffeine drinks. How much is that affecting my body? Mixed with the caffeine as well.
Yeah, I mean, hard to say, because it's going to affect each person's body different, and I mean, probably not great. I mean, it's a chemical sweetener. It's just about, you have to kind of weigh the risks. Like what is better? What's the best? If you're going to be drinking some sort of energy drink, then what is the best of maybe not great options, right? So maybe the best thing is to not be taking any artificial sweetener and not be consuming any caffeine. But if that's not an option, which for most people, they're just not going to do that, then the question is, what's the best option, right? So, and I think that's where it gets tricky, because it might just depend on the person and how they're responding. But overall, I'd say sucralose is probably not great. Caffeine is kind of an interesting topic as well. There's actually a newer kind of trend going around where people are consuming what's called paraxanthine. And paraxanthine is the metabolite of caffeine that's responsible for most of the positive benefits, but it leaves out like the crash and the jittery feeling. So there's actually paraxanthine drinks and supplements that people are taking now, and they're kind of switching over from caffeine and coffee to these paraxanthine drinks. So that's just something for people to look into if they're trying to get away from coffee, but they don't want to completely go off.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely have an energy drink issue. We got 60 seconds here. Is there any better alternatives to energy? I know you just mentioned one, but is there any alternatives of energy that gives you might give you a little bit of boost throughout the day?
I mean, there's things like medicinal mushroom, coffee alternatives, that kind of thing. It's, I mean, honestly, I think sometimes it's better just not to boost and not to take the energy boost, because if you're tired, that's a signal from your body that's saying you need a rest. And if you're fighting against that signal in your body, that's where eventually you get that crash. So I think potentially the best option is if you need it, then you have to figure out why do you need it so much.
All right. We'll be back. You're listening to Live Better on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We'll be right back after these.
Wendy's breakfast burrito has an entire breakfast in every bite. Fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes, American cheese, cheese sauce, and sausage or bacon. So the first bite is like fresh cracked American eggs, cheese, sauce, bacon. And the second bite is like fresh cracked American eggs, cheese, sauce, bacon. And the third bite, oh, you get the idea. The boss of breakfast burritos, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center. innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome back to Live Better. You're tuning in to Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm your host, Blake Byrne, and my guest, Jeff Hoyt, also known as the Zero Light Coach, is joining me here. We're on our last segment here. We've been talking about sugars and a little bit of caffeine, but let's move on from that. Let's jump to vaccines. I know Jeff has his own personal story with vaccines, and if he wants to share it, he can share it. But what is the real issue with vaccines, and why are they so bad?
Yeah, so I think they're just really misunderstood, because there's just this thought that they're just completely safe and effective, they can do no harm, they're the cure for everything type of thing, right? And it's interesting, because I mean, they're produced by pharmaceutical companies, and if you were to look at any single drug on the market and someone would say that's 100% effective with zero side effects and it can do no harm and everyone should take it, people would say that's ridiculous. We know there's side effects, there's issues. But when it comes to vaccines, just the general population has basically just been brainwashed over, 30 plus years into thinking safe, effective, those are the key words, and they can do no harm, which is just ridiculous because they're a pharmaceutical agent, right? So the question with them really, so from there, it's just getting the education on, is this right for you? Which ones are needed? Why are so many recommended? I mean, a lot of people listening that are, in their 50s and 60s maybe got three or four shots when they were younger. Now these children are getting, over 100 shots in the first 18 years of life. And, I mean, just at, age three months old and 6 months old, they're getting six or seven shots on the same day. And this is just a completely new era of vaccines. And it really all started in 1986. When Reagan passed the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act, which basically granted liability to these vaccine manufacturers, which were the pharmaceutical companies, because some of them were threatening to stop producing vaccines because they were losing money, because they were causing so many issues from the lawsuits. And this was deemed a national security threat because they needed vaccines for anthrax and biological weapons. So they basically granted immunity to these pharmaceutical companies so that they were able to continue producing these things without their risk or very limited risk. And since then, the vaccine schedule has absolutely exploded. So it's kind of tricky. I mean, it's when you consider who's producing these things, they're not nonprofit organizations, right? I mean, we talk about Pfizer, but these companies are, $100 billion companies per year, and they're making a lot of money on it, right? So just Pfizer, for example, from the COVID shot, doubled their revenues from 2020 to 2021, 100% increase in revenues. We're making billions of dollars. So that's just one thing to consider. That doesn't inherently make vaccines good or bad. It's just something to consider that if you're able to produce something that's your market is everyone in the world, basically, and you have very limited viability and you're making billions of dollars, it's just something to be aware of. Now, I think the main challenge with vaccines is that with people that have complex health challenges or maybe have some genetic issues, or aren't able to, that really need them the most, right? People that are more susceptible to disease and autoimmunity and chronic illness, those are the people who often have the most likelihood to having a negative reaction to a vaccine because it's just a confusion for the immune system. So basically how general vaccines work is they're not giving you a full strength, like the flu, for example. They're not giving you the full strength of the flu virus because that would be the same as getting the flu. So what they do is they give you a dead or a weakened version of the flu, but it's to the point where your immune system really wouldn't even attack it on its own because it's not really a threat. So what they have to do is combine in the injection toxic elements. Like in some of the flu shots, there's still mercury. There's aluminum. There's a lot of, and you can find this on the CDC website, there's a lot of toxic elements or adjuvants that are included in these vaccines. And the point of them is to stimulate a strong immune response so that the vaccine will actually work. So that's really how they work, and people don't understand this. But the problem is that the body and the immune system often gets very confused. Because when you take this vaccine that has the flu virus in it, and it's also got all these toxic elements, it triggers this immune response. And the idea is that the immune response will be associated with that flu virus, so it produces antibodies. But what happens is if you have other toxic elements in your body, like heavy metals and other infections that have already been there, then your immune system is also activated against those, and that can trigger autoimmunity and the various other immune-related disorders, right? So it's not necessarily that vaccines are good or bad. It's just that they're so misunderstood, and people don't understand them because in the healthcare community, there's not good training in medical school or nursing school all they're taught is that they're safe and effective, and that's the official narrative. And, I mean, tell that to the millions of parents who have vaccine-injured children. Tell them that it's safe and effective, and, I mean, they're going to disagree with you, right? So there's just more to the story, and generally, there's only one side of the story being told.
Yeah, and is there... I've heard a few things around that, you know, it changes your DNA makeup. What is that doing to a female or a male's reproduction? Is it messing with how, you know, a baby might come out in the future, especially with the COVID vaccine, there being so many, you know, I guess I could say, quote unquote, health complications from it. What is the side effects of that?
Yeah, so, I mean, the COVID shots are basically a whole nother, they're not even really vaccines, right? They had to change the definition of vaccine just to consider them vaccines. They're biological agents. They're really genetic modifications. Johnson & Johnson's more of a traditional vaccine, but the other ones, Moderna and Pfizer, are these mRNA technology, which was never before used in humans successfully or in animals successfully. They rolled it out, and the long-term implications of that are still unknown because there was not research on it. And, I mean, in the research that was available, a lot of times there was negative results, which is why the technology was never approved until COVID for basically emergency use. So, yeah, there has been some research indicating that the components of the vaccines are accumulating in, like, reproductive organs. So that could potentially be alarming for someone of childbearing age trying to, you know, have children. That's kind of unique to the COVID shots opposed to the other vaccines. Not to say that the other vaccines couldn't also impair the ability to conceive. It would probably just be in a different mechanism where it's more of an autoimmune reaction opposed to an accumulation of this mRNA or some other components of the vaccine. So, yeah, there's lots of concerns with the COVID shots specifically. I mean, probably everyone listening knows somebody that had a negative reaction in some level of severity to one of the shots. And, I mean, even the people that were 100% on board and you needed to get them, and if you didn't get them, you're a terrible person, even a lot of those people are now not getting them because of the negative effects that they experienced themselves, right? So it's just one of those things that it's an emotionally driven topic, and that's where it's just tricky because we want to do the right thing, but then once sometimes we think we've done the right thing, and then it turns out that maybe it wasn't the best thing after all a couple years later.
I'm curious, what is mRNA?
Sorry, repeat the question.
What is mRNA?
Oh, it's a thing for messenger RNA. So that's the technology type of vaccine that was rolled out for COVID. So before, they were basically just, you know, taking the weakened or attenuated, the weakened or dead strains of the viral infection itself, and putting it in the vial, injecting you with it with some sort of other toxic immune stimulant. With the COVID shots, what they were doing was basically putting in this messenger RNA, which was supposed to basically, it's a genetic modification, right? So it's modifying your genes to potentially be resistant to the COVID, the coronavirus when it comes in, right? So it's basically like a spike factory producing genetic mutation type of thing. It's kind of interesting. It's still unknown, but I mean, even Carl Malone, who is the founder of mRNA technology, came out and said that that no one should be getting these shots. And he was very concerned early on in it. And he's the one that invented the technology, right? So just, I was aware of some of the research before the COVID shots even came out, because there was some animal research with mRNA technology. And basically what it was showing was terrible immune reactions on the second dose, or when they're reintroduced to the native virus. So they would get the vaccine, nothing would happen. Then they would either get another vaccine, or they would then get exposed to the actual virus, the coronavirus. And it was studied for coronaviruses, like in the early 2000s. And then they would have strong immune reactions to it. So it ended up backfiring. And that's why this technology was never released. And then COVID comes along, and they fast-tracked this, and they never had successful data, and they still released them. So that was the main concern, and one of the main reasons that I didn't come anywhere near those vaccines.
Now, I want to ask a little controversial question. If these mRNA or these vaccines weren't actually approved, do you think they put them out for the fact that they really just wanted to try to help people, or do you think there was maybe an agenda to keep people sick behind it?
I mean, yeah, there's a lot of conspiracies. I mean, it was approved for emergency use authorization type of thing because we were in a state of emergency for who knows how long officially, right? So they were kind of approved in that respect, but it was fast-tracked and there was Project Warp Speed and all this stuff. But, I mean, yeah, it's interesting. When you look at the profits, it's just one of those things that one has to make their own decision. I can't say for sure whether, you know, does the government have an ill intent or do these pharmaceutical companies have ill intent in mind when they're producing these things? I don't know. I mean, when you just from a pure, if let's just say a specific pharmaceutical company was pure evil and their plan was to make as much money as possible, what they would probably do is develop a vaccine. I'm not saying this is happening. I'm just saying theoretically. Let's say they develop a vaccine and they give that to everyone in the world, right? So their target market is basically everyone. They're making hundreds of billions of dollars. And then from there, those vaccines have a number of side effects. Now these people have to be medicated because of the vaccine itself, and the pharmaceutical companies now produce the medication for the vaccine, and then they have a client for life, right? So just from that kind of diabolical conspiratorial perspective, potentially there's some shenanigans going on, especially with the immune liability, the immune shielding that these pharmaceutical companies have. I mean, there's no doubt that they're making tons of money. Right. So, I mean, Pfizer's revenue went from like $41 billion to $82 billion and from 2020 to 2021. The next year it went to $100 billion. Right. So they're making billions of dollars. And then as people stopped getting the vaccines, it decreased by 40% last year. Right. So, I mean, there's a direct correlation between the amount of people that get these vaccines and their bottom line. But then you have to consider there's been a lot of people injured by various vaccines over the years. And a lot of those people have become dependent on various medications. And who's producing these medications is the vaccine company. And what annoys me is that there probably is some good technology out there, some good vaccines, some good pharmaceuticals, and they're being produced by smaller pharmaceutical companies that no one's ever heard of. But the vaccines that we all hear of and that we get are all from the biggest pharmaceutical companies, right? Johnson & Johnson, Pfizer, GlaxoSmithKline, right? So that's the challenge. It's like there's a monopoly on this stuff, and they just keep getting richer. And with the immunity shield, there's a lot of concerns for me.
Yeah, there's a phrase out there that I like, and you can't make money off healthy people, or you can, if you keep someone sick, you can make a lot more money off them if they're healthy. And I mean, from my own story, I feel like that kind of plays in. When I had Crohn's, all they were really doing with my Remicade was masking the issue of what I had. And when I switched to Eastern medicine and I started going to a holistic practitioner, my whole life flipped upside down. I got healed, and now I spend a few money on some supplements every month just to keep, you know, my gut healthy and make sure that, you know, I don't go back and I don't come out of remission. So, I mean, my personal experience with that, I mean, I'm not a big fan of Western medicine as much as some other people, but I mean, I definitely think, you know, big pharma plays into it a lot. But we got about 30 seconds here. What are some words of advice that you could give to the audience that they could do to take action steps to, you know, heal themselves?
Yeah, I'd say the number one thing is just to ask why. So, you know, if you have a certain symptom, instead of just saying, I need to go get a medication to mask the symptom, ask yourself, why do I have this symptom, right? If you have a headache, it's not an ibuprofen deficiency, but right? What is causing the headache? And then ask why until you've come up with what's causing it, and then start there, right? So just keep asking why, and then start your protocol at the bottom, opposed to just symptoms management. And the whole medical system, unfortunately, right now, is designed for symptoms management and not reversal and cure.
All right, Jeff, thank you so much for coming on short notice. It really means a whole lot to me. I want you to shout out your Zeolite brand. It's an amazing product. I use it every day, and I really want people to benefit from it.
Yeah, so the company is Zeolite Labs, and the product is ZeoCharge, Supercharged Zeolite.
All right. Thank you so much. You guys are listening to Live Better and on Sports Byline Broadcast News Network. We'll be right back after this.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Welcome back to Live Better. I'm your host, Blake Byrne, and you're tuning in to Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Now, I just want to close out this last segment here, just recapping what we went over with Jeff. There's a lot of interesting topic points that we went through. I'm gonna start with the first one, sugars. You know, when I was first starting my journey, sugars was one of the biggest things in my diet that when I took it out, it really helped a whole lot. In high school, me and my buddies, we'd go to Hertz Donuts. And we go get a 12-pack of donuts and like a chocolate milk, maybe 50 grams of sugar in it. And we go eat that. We go chill up in a parking lot and we'd probably, you know, pass out or just hang out for a little bit. And looking back on that now, I realize how unhealthy that was and how oblivious I was to just even doing that. I mean, you know, I can go eat a little bit of sugar now, but if I were to go do that now, waking up the next morning, I'd be in some hurting. So sugars is really important to take out of your diet. It can cause leaky gut inflammation. And when you get leaky gut, I don't think we touched up on what leaky gut exactly was, but leaky gut is when you literally get an opening in your gut and these food, micro-sized foods come out into your bloodstream and they cause inflammation and causing your body to go into distress mode. But we're closing it out here. I'm your host, Blake Byrne. You're listening to Live Better on Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Enjoy the next segment.